This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush is expected to sign into law today a sweeping anti-terrorism bill. The measure will give police new powers to pursue and detain suspected terrorists. Yesterday, the Senate approved passage of the legislation a day after the House gave its approval. Only one senator voted against the measure, though others expressed misgivings about the bill's scope and potential consequences. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
It was just a few days after the September 11th attacks when Attorney General John Ashcroft proposed that Congress revamp dozens of provisions to help law enforcement agencies better fight terrorism. Ashcroft wanted those changes enacted the following week. Congress ended up taking a month longer to revise some parts of the bill before sending it to the White House. Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy, who chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee, says the bill awaiting the president's signature is not exactly what he would have wanted.
But it is a good bill. It is a balanced bill. It is a greatly improved piece of legislation. And it is one that sets up the checks and balances necessary in a democratic society that allows us to protect our security and preserve our security, but also protect our liberties and preserve our liberties.
The bill removes many current constraints on police action. It allows authorities to subpoena records on a suspect's email transmissions. It lets law enforcement agencies share information with intelligence agencies. Foreigners suspected of ties with terrorists can be detained indefinitely, but Congress insisted they be charged within 7 days. Those contributing to any organization with ties to terrorists can be prosecuted. And wiretaps can extend to any phone devices a suspect uses. There are many other provisions, including anti-money laundering measures. Orrin Hatch, who's the ranking Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee, says the powers provided in the anti-terrorism package are long overdue.
And I personally believe, had these tools been in law, and we've been trying to get them there for years, had they been in law, I personally believe we would have caught those terrorists.
But the only senator to vote against the anti-terrorism bill, which was labeled the USA Patriotism Act, warns that it overreaches its stated aim of fighting terrorism. Wisconsin Democrat Russell Feingold predicts Americans will live to regret what Congress has just passed.
The proposal goes into a lot of areas that have nothing to do with terrorism and have a lot to do with the government and the FBI having a wish list of things they want to do, whether it be getting into people's computer use or getting into people's medical records in a number of areas that simply don't have any requirement that relate to the terrorism problem.
Minnesota Democrat Paul Wellstone said yesterday he too worried that the bill's provisions go well beyond fighting terrorism. But Wellstone said his concerns were allayed by a sunset provision inserted in the bill, under which Congress would have to reauthorize many of the most controversial measures 4 years from now.
And it's for this reason that I think it is critically important that each and every one, every senator and representative, monitor the use of new authorities provided to the law enforcement agents to conduct surveillance. We're going to have to monitor this very closely.
But the White House opposed the sunset provision, as did the Judiciary Committee's ranking Republican, Hatch.
The sunset will undermine the effectiveness of the tools we are creating here and send the wrong message to the American public that somehow these tools are extraordinary.
Speaking yesterday to a conference of the nation's big city mayors, Attorney General Ashcroft vowed the anti-terrorism measures will take effect just as soon as they become law.
Upon the president's signature, I will direct investigators and prosecutors to begin immediately seeking court orders to intercept communications related to an expanded list of crimes under the legislation. Communications regarding terrorist offenses, such as the use of biological or chemical agents, financing acts of terrorism, or materially supporting terrorism, will be subject to interception by law enforcement.
If carrying out any of these new laws does lead to legal challenges, it may ultimately be up to the Supreme Court to decide whether what Congress has just passed upholds the Constitution. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.